Welcome to today's edition of Feet to the Fire, where we're always challenging the status quo. For more cutting-edge commentary, go to feettothefire.org. That is feet, the number two, thefire.org. And now your host.
We continue our discussion of being innocent until proven guilty, except in the case of Donald J. Trump. Welcome to Feet to the Fire. It is Tuesday. I am your host, your fearless host, Sergio Fassa. And I want to emphasize again, all of the amendments in the Bill of Rights, or rather, I should say, most of them, many of them, that relate to courts and the application of the law to the citizen, many of these clauses and principles are simply entailments or outworkings of the fundamental principle, innocent until proven guilty. And then these amendments we detailed yesterday, if you didn't listen to yesterday's show, go back and listen to that, like due process clause, like a speedy and public trial, trial by jury in front of your peers, cannot be tried for the same offense more than once, things like that, the equal protection clause. These are all entailments of the fundamental principle that a person is innocent until proven guilty. And so the Bill of Rights spell this out in more specific language. And we need to understand that innocent until proven guilty is a cornerstone, listen, of biblical jurisprudence. Jurisprudence is the word that describes the philosophy of law. So when you, or the study of law, when you think of biology, logos, word, the Greek for word, or the study of, and bios, meaning life, the study of life, biology, zoology, the study of animals, ornithology, I believe that's the study of birds. Well, jurisprudence is the same type of word, different construction, but it means the study of law. And the cornerstone of biblical jurisprudence is that you are innocent until proven guilty. Because the Bible has a right view, as I said last week, of anthropology, that's the study of man, which says man is inherently bent on evil and wicked, and like his wicked master in this world, the devil, man tends towards slander, false accusation, lying, and treating people brutally. Bringing up false accusations and then condemning them over it, and that is the way that you can oppress your fellow man and ultimately oppress society. I mean, isn't that what we see in lawless, tyrannical dictatorships in history and across the country, across the world right now? Look at China. Do you think the citizen is valued, is equal, is looked at as inherently valuable as an image bearer? And so you cannot just wantonly accuse someone, condemn them, and then punish them, murder them, steal all their property. That is what they do in communist places like China. The idea of innocent until proven guilty and the equal rights of the citizen is an absurd notion in these man-centered, wicked regimes. You have no rights in a place like China. You have no rights as an individual. And yet, this cornerstone of biblical jurisprudence is also what we see practiced in America and spelled out in our Bill of Rights, that you're innocent until proven guilty. You know, I forgot to mention this yesterday. In Amendment 6, I glossed right over it. It says that you have the right to a speedy and public trial. And I didn't mention speedy. Do you notice that word? Very simple word. Another clause in the Bill of Rights. How long have they been probing and investigating and harassing Donald Trump? As I keep saying, over 7 years since he came down the escalator in June of 2015 to announce his presidential bid in the Republican primary, they've been harassing this man with criminal investigations. There's nothing speedy about this. Violation of the Bill of Rights. And a violation of his Bill of Rights, make no mistake, folks, is a threat against all of us and all of our Bill of Rights. And I'll repeat myself from last week. Jefferson's indictment against the King of Great Britain in the Declaration. He had many, many legal indictments that he detailed and listed in the Declaration of Independence why the King of Great Britain was lawless and the colonies had legal justification to abolish his tyrannical government and establish their own. But a specific indictment against the king that he uses applies in this situation, because our tyrant is not the King of Great Britain, but it is now the state. We have the tyrant of the state now instead of the king. They had monarchy. We have what's called statism, but it's the same thing. Listen, he has sent hither swarms of officers to harass our people and eat out their substance. Is that not literally what they just did to Donald Trump, sending swarms of FBI agents and state officers to harass him, to harass the people and eat out his substance, strip his private property and indict him over it? And, you know, I had forgotten until all of this that they had also harassed and targeted Trump's other personal lawyers. Remember that? Michael Cohen, Rudy Giuliani. This is a gross violation of the Constitution. Well, thankfully, Trump has filed suit. This from CNBC just yesterday. Trump has filed a lawsuit, asks that the Department of Justice be blocked from further review of seized materials from his Mar-a-Lago residence until a special master is appointed to review the documents. Special masters are appointed in criminal cases when there is a concern that some material seized by authorities should not be viewed by investigators because it is protected by attorney-client privilege or other factors that weigh against it being used in the prosecution. See, that's what I'm saying. Kudos to Trump. This is an invasion of his personal private property, his papers and effects, and it's papers and effects that are outside the jurisdiction of the government. In addition to seeking a special master, the suit asked the DOJ be required to provide him with a more detailed inventory of property seized at the Palm Beach Resort. So how is this in light of the Fourth Amendment, where you cannot have unreasonable search and seizures except in the case of a sworn affidavit, an oath, or a warrant detailing the exact particular things to be taken and the places and locations? That's a particularity clause. He doesn't know what they took. He doesn't even know what they took. And so he's now filing suit, good for him, to get a detailed inventory. It requests the government return any seized items that was not within the scope of the search warrant authorizing the raid, which again, the Fourth Amendment clearly spells out that you can only take things delineated specifically and particularly by a search warrant. Trump said it was illegal, unconstitutional. We need to get the documents back. We would have given to them without the necessity of the despicable raid of my home so I can give them to the National Archives. We're living through it, folks. All right, the last thing I wanted to mention, well, not the last thing, but another thing I wanted to mention. I said this last week, but I don't know if it was clear enough. One of the reasons my buddy said to me, come on, we need more than just, oh, this is a banana republic. Why can't we see this as a legitimate raid if Trump's a criminal? One of the other reasons is the gross hypocrisy of the establishment. They can't be trusted. Their assertions at this point about Trump's illegalities, which they're using that assertion to justify this Mar-a-Lago raid, but their assertions simply can't be trusted because they've never accepted the election results of 2016. And yet they're saying that Trump is the greatest threat to election integrity and American democracy. Their hypocrisy, rank hypocrisy, makes them untrustworthy. Does that make sense? In their assertions. People like Liz Cheney, who just lost terribly last week, say that they're committed to stopping Trump over the January 6th riots, so-called insurrection that has destroyed election integrity. And yet, meanwhile, Hillary and the Democrats never truly accepted 2016. They staged that ridiculous years-long Russia scandal, Russiagate, Russia collusion scandal in order to assault the 2016 elections and seek to overturn those. They have been assaulting free and fair elections. They cheated in 2020. They say nothing about their failed attempt in that Russia collusion scandal. And yet we're supposed to trust them when they say, oh, no, 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 Trump's a criminal. We had to raid his house. Give me a break. Tomorrow, hopefully, I'll read to you some of Liz Cheney's wacko comments and Trump's response on his tweets. Awesome. Let justice roll down like waters of American righteousness, like an ever-flowing stream. We're out of time. Don't believe the hype. See you soon.